Colombian women are some of the most beautiful in the world. So how can you get a Colombian girlfriend yourself?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over some vital knowledge that you need to know about getting yourself a Colombian girlfriend. I do want to have a bit of disclaimer here. We are making very broad generalizations here. This isn't going to be true for all Colombian women. So this is just going to be basically your best cards that you could play if you did plan on going to Colombia and finding yourself a girlfriend. It is, for the most part, pretty true that when you go to an area, most of the locals are going to have very similar cultures and customs, and this is exactly what we're going to use to our advantage today. Before we get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best dating website is for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. So in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these 3 sections. The first of which is the traveler's guide to the top 3 Colombian cities, then Colombian girls pros and cons, and then how to make a Colombian woman fall in love with you. Before I jump into this first one though, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 1 on my list, which is the traveler's guide to the top 3 Colombian cities. And the first city that I want to talk about is Medellin. Medellin is one of the biggest cities in Colombia, and it is the capital of the Antioquia region. There are over 2.5 million people here, so you know it is going to be very well populated. Truth be told, the women here are amazing, and Medellin is a great place if you want to go to a city where you can learn a lot about culture and history. There are numerous bars and clubs here as well, so you can absolutely go out on a night and have a lot of fun with the locals. In Medellin, Colombian women love to have a good night out, so you should be prepared to have a night that you aren't going to forget. When it does come to the club's nightlife, here's a few that I suggest for you. There's Club 1984, La Tienda La 70, Bendito Seas, Dulce Jesus Mio, Babylon, and Calle 9 y 1. And these clubs are only some of the best. There are a lot more for you to explore in this city. The second city on my list is Bogota. This city is actually the capital of Colombia. Now, Bogota is not only rich in nightlife, but in history and culture as well. There are actually landmarks here that date all the way to the colonial era, meaning that they're from the 17th century. Truth be told, not everybody actually likes nightclubbing and going out at night and things like that, but if you are somebody who is really into culture and checking out museums and things like that, then Bogota is going to be a great place for you to find very smart Colombian women. When it comes to the Colombian culture, the fact remains that Colombian women are very open to people who are visiting and wanting to experience their culture, so don't be afraid to go here and do exactly that. But if you are somebody who does actually love clubbing, there is a lot of clubs here in Bogota as well. Here are some of the places I suggest you visit. There's Quiebra Canto, LCOQ, Video Club, Armando Records, Jack Diamond Club, and Huerta Cantelaria Artisanal. And the third city that I want to talk about is Cartagena. Cartagena is one of the biggest Colombian cities, and it is on the Colombian Caribbean coast. As a city of the sea, you can only imagine its 16th century fort, and because of this, it is really a city that I suggest that nobody should miss if they do visit Colombia. Well, that and the beautiful Cartagena woman, of course, too. The beaches here are a must as well, and of course, there are plenty of clubs for you to visit. Let me go over a quick list for you. There's La Jugada, Cafe Havana, Crazy Salsa, and La Movida. So this is going to move me into number 2 on my list, but before I get into that, I did need to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me into number 2 on my list, which is Colombian girls pros and cons. I am personally a big believer of starting with the good news first, so let's go ahead and start with the pros. And the first pro is that these are some of the most subjectively most beautiful women in the world. If you do look up where the most beautiful women in the world are all over the internet, Colombian women are always coming up on that list. The second pro is that they really do love their family and have strong family values. If you are looking to date somebody for a little bit more of a serious reason and you're planning on having a long-term relationship with them, then this is going to be a definite pro for you, as you are going to know that they're going to have strong family values and they're going to want to stick together if you guys do go down that path. And the third pro is that they care very much about their looks. It doesn't matter where they go, even if they're on their front lawn, they really want to make sure that they look good all of the time. And for a lot of guys, they really value this. So now that we've gone over the pros, let's go over some of the cons. And the first con that I want to talk about is that, again, they have very strong family values. And so if you are dating them, their family is going to get a lot in your guy's business. Of course, again, I want to reiterate, I'm speaking very broadly here, but in the general sense of people who have dated Colombian women, this is something that I typically hear. Of course, if you are looking to find somebody who does have those strong family values, this is again going to be a pro for you. However, you might not always want to have a strong relationship with somebody and then always have to discuss every single decision you make with their parents. And the second con is that Colombian women can be somewhat unreliable, and by this I mean they show up late pretty often. I've heard from a lot of guys that they have set up a date with Colombian women and they show up late, and a lot of times their excuse was is that they were getting ready. I mean, it's pretty clear that Colombian women do spend time putting themselves together. So if a Colombian woman does end up showing up late, don't make such a big deal out of it. But of course, you got to get them to go on that date first, which means you have to have great communication skills. And in order to have great communication skills when dating online, I highly suggest you check out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. So if you'd like to have better conversations, which can lead to better dates, then I highly recommend you check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list, which is how to make a Colombian woman fall in love with you. All right, so let's make something really clear here, and it's that there is no secret magic formula to make a Colombian woman fall in love with you. It just doesn't exist. However, we do have a bunch of tips and information that you should know that will make the road to getting there a lot less complicated. Things like being familiar with the things that mean a lot to her, knowing about her culture, and understanding exactly what her expectations are is going to really help your chances when you do start talking to her and setting up dates with her. So here are several things that you can utilize that will make your chances go much higher. And the first thing that you should know is that they have a lot of respect for family. This is typical not just for Latin women, but generally for people who are of Latin descent, that they typically have big families and they love their family and they love talking about their family. When you are going out on dates with these Colombian women, they may talk about their family to you and you should be completely okay with this. And when I say they're going to talk about their family to you, more often than not, they're going to talk about their moms, their dads, but also their cousins and their uncles and their aunts and their nieces and nephews if they have any, and so on and so forth. You should be prepared for this and know that it's okay and this is a normal thing. Colombian women love to set goals in relationships that are family oriented as well. So if you let her know right off the get-go that you are okay with this, then the chances of you continuing this relationship is going to go even stronger and longer. Another thing that you should know is that a lot of Colombian women are very good dancers. So what can you do with this information? Well, you can learn how to dance yourself. If you end up going to a club with a particular Colombian woman and you don't know how to dance, then you're not going to look that great. However, if you show up to the club and she's dancing and you're dancing too and you're looking good while doing it, then this is obviously going to up your chances. Of course, we're not expecting you to be like the world's top best dancer, but having command of some basic moves and understanding rhythm and how to move with it is going to be pretty essential. It would never be a bad idea for you to go out and get some dance lessons as well if you do have the funds to do that, because it is just going to help your chances significantly, especially if you're going to places like clubs. So this is going to move me on to the next thing you should know, but before I jump into that, I do want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. The next topic that I want to go over might be a little bit delicate to some, but it's the subject of religion. It is true that Colombian women and Colombian people in general are often raised religiously, and they are usually following the Roman Catholic religion. So this means that those men who lack respect for religion are not going to have as high chances of those who do have that respect for different religions. Now, I'm not saying that you need to convert to a different religion here. I'm just saying that if anything religious comes up, to not be pulling out your swords in conversation, so to speak, and to just be relaxed and go with the flow here. To dissuade somebody from performing religious acts, especially if they are really close-knit with their family who is also likely very religious, then it's more likely than not just going to tear apart your relationship. Again, it doesn't mean you have to agree with the religion, but you shouldn't be against the religion either. And the next thing that I think you guys should definitely do is explore the culture. If you really are serious about getting a Colombian woman with you, then I'm sure you have already explored some of their culture. If you haven't, you definitely should. And of course, getting a first-hand experience of Colombian culture is the best way to go about it. Most Colombian women are very happy to introduce you to their culture, whether that be food or drink or an activity or whatever it is that they are really into. If you're looking to meet up and date what is subjectively considered some of the most attractive women in the world, then you better bet that they are going to expect some of the most attractive men in the world to be wooing them. That's right, the next thing that matters is your physical appearance. If you are somebody who looks very average and you are a slob, then you're just gonna have zero chances here. You should really be paying attention to what your clothes look like. You should be really appearing confident, not just in your clothing, but in your looks too. And you should also have a very strong forward personality, as this is what's going to attract most Colombian women. Trust us, if you utilize your online dating profile and set it up in this way, then you're going to find yourself having much more success than before if you weren't hitting all of those checkpoints. The next thing that you need to know is that being cheap is something you should never do. If you guys go out for dinner, then you should be buying the drinks and you should be buying the dinner. Even though this might not seem like the most progressive approach in splitting the check 50-50 with women, in this culture, it's still expected for you to be sure that you are covering the entire bill. They really value the masculine man here and the feminine woman here, so you really need to make sure that you are that role. Once you grasp this way of thinking, then you are certainly going to be more popular to Colombian women. And the last bit of advice I have for you is to be sure that you are actually trying to learn Spanish. If you are somebody who is fluent in Spanish, then of course your chances of meeting up and dating Colombian women is going to be significantly higher. It shows that you put a lot of effort in being able to accommodate for them and being able to speak their language when you do enter their culture, and it's a huge respect factor. So of course, learning to speak Spanish is going to be a huge game changer. Even though it's not something you can do overnight, it will definitely be worth it if you really are serious about dating Colombian women. With all that being said, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, we discovered that users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula. And in case you don't know what the best dating website is for you, I suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it will let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the links for all those necessities in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. If you guys want to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it, and I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!